Job creation and economic development are hot topics this year as the presidential candidates promise to put America back to work. In Philadelphia, that task has fallen largely on city administration officials. But in this week's News and Views, a look at steps government and business leaders are taking to make Philadelphia a destination for companies and job seekers. Councilman David O sits at the helm of the newly created Committee on Global Opportunities and the Creative Economy. He says the city needs to take a look at its business attraction methods.
And its laws and regulations in terms of the international economy and our creative innovative economy.
Council President Darrell Clark says expanding City Council's involvement in economic development is a natural fit.
Given its role as it relates to the budget and its role as establishing policy, particularly around taxes and regulation, that we have a direct relationship with the business community.
City Commerce Director Alan Greenberger.
More hands is ultimately a good thing.
Greater Philadelphia Chamber of Commerce President Rob Wunderling agrees.
We welcome the leadership of Council President Clark, Mayor Nutter, CEOs, civic activists, academic leadership to help us encourage more and more companies and organizations to locate in our city.
How can City Council help Philadelphia's business climate? We'll look at that in the next News and Views. Go to WRTI.org to hear this entire series. I'm Jim Hilgen, WRTI News. With new leadership and new voices, Philadelphia City Council is taking a more proactive approach to governing. Council is also taking a larger role in luring commerce and jobs to the city. On this week's News and Views, a look at how city lawmakers hope to make Philadelphia a more attractive place for businesses and the jobs they bring. Councilman Curtis Jones says the existence of an underserved business community was brought to his attention during a hearing of Council's new Committee on Global Opportunities.
There's a young, aggressive, technical class of entrepreneurs that really have gone under the radar that we need to pay attention to. They're making money. They're finding it hard to get venture capital here in Philadelphia, but they're selling their businesses to enterprises in New York for incredible amounts of rate of return.
Competitive policies for startups, entrepreneurs, and corporations is one key to Council's ability to influence job creation. Rob Wunderling, president of the Greater Philadelphia Chamber of Commerce, says the chamber takes a multifaceted approach to recommending policy changes to the city, and competitive tax policies are part of that.
Not just business tax reductions, but we also think equally, if not more important, are addressing issues around employees and the wage tax.
City Commerce Director Alan Greenberger says the city government needs to pull together if Philadelphia is to thrive.
I think it's the right thing to do to have them feel up to speed and to understand where they can be effective in working with us on improving the business climate.
So tax reform is seen as one component that could improve Philadelphia's ability to lure employers, jobs, and new residents. We'll look at that next on News and Views. I'm Jim Hilgen, WRTI News. Jobs and economic development are major concerns at every level of government. Historically, efforts to lure employers to Philadelphia have been the responsibility of the administration. But with the creation of a committee tasked with identifying international business opportunities and a recent summit with the business community, City Council is taking a much more proactive role. Councilman David O chairs the Committee on Global Opportunities and the Creative Economy. He says tax reform is the best way to make Philadelphia more attractive to commerce.
The primary thing we're looking at is some type of tax reform and some type of better coordination and more aggressive, energetic effort to bring businesses and investments to our city.
Philadelphia is on the verge of an overhaul of its property tax system, but how can that help attract jobs? Councilman Jim Kenney says one proposed change to property taxes could open the door to a vastly different form of property taxation in the city that could enhance its business climate.
Is a difference in the millage rate between commercial and residential property. So we can look at attacking wage tax and business taxes and increasing commercial real estate taxes at the commercial real estate owner's request so that we can have more flexibility in creating jobs in the city.
Councilman O says once the work of correcting the city's onerous tax structure is done, there are still more areas to address.
The workforce development and the quality of life issues that are so important to ensuring that those companies who can come here will not only want to come here because they can work here, but because they want to live here.
As Greater Philadelphia Chamber of Commerce President Rob Wunderling says,
The more the merrier.
To hear this entire three-part series on improving Philadelphia's business climate, go to WRTI.org. I'm Jim Hilgen, WRTI News.